Heart Trouble was a 1928 silent comedy film, starring and co-written by Harry Langdon, one of the most distinctive comedians of the silent era. Directed by Bertram Bracken and produced by Sol Lesser, the film marked Langdon's final feature released during the silent era and remains notable today, primarily because it is considered lost. No known prints of Heart Trouble are known to exist in any film archive, and it has become one of the many casualties of silent cinema's fragile legacy. This is TV casualty, Heart Trouble. By the time Heart Trouble was made, Harry Langdon's career had already passed its zenith. He had risen to fame in the mid-1920s with a series of surreal, slow-paced comedies at Max Sennett's studio, and later with director Frank Capra. Langdon's signature screen persona, childlike, shy, and out of sync with the world around him, stood apart from his peers like Chaplin or Keaton. But after parting ways with Capra and attempting to direct himself, his popularity began to decline. Heart Trouble was an effort to recover lost ground, with Langdon returning to a more traditional comic setup under Bracken's direction. Little is known about the film's plot beyond basic descriptions from contemporary trade publications and promotional materials. The story is believed to have followed Langdon's character, a meek and innocent man who tries to win the affections of a nurse while getting tangled in a case of mistaken identity that involves a hospital and a gang of criminals. The premise provided a familiar backdrop for Langdon's kind of comedy, mixing slapstick with awkward innocence, punctuated by long pauses and blank stares that were uniquely his own. Contemporary reviews of Heart Trouble were mixed. Some critics appreciated Langdon's return to form, praising his subtle physical comedy and the film's lighthearted charm. Others, however, viewed it as derivative and noted that the film failed to capitalize on the changing tastes of audiences who were rapidly embracing the new era of talking pictures. Released in 1928, just as synchronized sound was transforming the industry, Heart Trouble was part of a wave of silent films quickly rendered obsolete by the success of The Jazz Singer the year prior. As theaters scrambled to install sound equipment and studios pivoted to produce talkies, many late silent features like Heart Trouble fell through the cracks. The film's disappearance is part of a broader tragedy in early cinema history. The nitrate film stock used in the 1920s was highly flammable and chemically unstable. Without proper archival practices, which were virtually non-existent at the time, many silent films deteriorated, burned, or were simply discarded. As studios moved on to new formats and stars, films like Heart Trouble were seen as disposable relics. Today, the Library of Congress estimates that over 70% of silent-era films are lost. Harry Langdon's later career never regained the heights of his early stardom. Though he worked sporadically in supporting roles and short comedies throughout the 1930s and 1940s, he remained a somewhat tragic figure, a once-celebrated clown whose moment had passed too soon. The loss of Heart Trouble is especially poignant in this context. As the last silent feature made during Langdon's peak period, it could have offered valuable insight into his evolution as a performer and his efforts to adapt in a rapidly changing industry. Posters, stills, and lobby cards are some of the few remnants that suggest what Heart Trouble might have looked like. Film historians and silent film enthusiasts continue to search archives, private collections, and forgotten reels in hopes that a copy might surface one day. Until then, Heart Trouble remains a ghost of a bygone era, an unseen testament to Harry Langdon's unique comic genius and the fragile legacy of silent cinema.